belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Yes. Sevens today, 7-7.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of
a noose somewhere? Excellent question. The 7th day of July, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Arizona state lawmakers proposed a lot of good ideas for how to make their elections more reliable and more immune to fraud. For starters, get rid of mail-in ballots. It's real simple. Have people vote in person with a valid ID and count all of the votes that night. Period. But despite supposedly having a Republican majority, the legislature still wasn't able to pass those bills. Why? Because of cowardly, feckless, neutered, castrated, sellout traitor rhinos within the Republican Party. It's disgraceful. But still, some bills did pass. They banned same-day voter registration and made it a violation of that law a felony. Good. They expanded the vote margin that requires a mandatory recount. Excellent. They allowed officials to early votes during the day on election day to get rid of these sudden vote drops from blue cities 2 or 3 days late. Based. And finally, they finally required people to prove that they're citizens in order to vote. Imagine that. So if you want to get an idea of how threatened the Biden regime is by even this very mild election integrity law, just consider this. The other day, the Biden DOJ announced that they'll be suing Arizona to get rid of the proof of citizenship requirement. That says it all, right there. For the Democrats, it's an existential threat that people might have to actually show that they are really American citizens to vote in American elections. But that's not all that's going on in Arizona right now. Left-wing zealots broke into or tried to break into the state's Capitol building when they were moving to protect unborn babies from abortion. Police had to use tear gas. But still, in the end, there were minimal arrests. And nobody got charged with starting an insurrection. Nobody has been stuck in a Phoenix jail to be kept there for the next year and a half before being rushed through a show trial. Why? Because the real crime on January 6th was never insurrection. This proves in Arizona that it was always just the crime of making Democrats angry and not giving them the respect that they demand, but have never done anything to earn. Meanwhile, the Arizona Senate primary is just a month away. President Trump recently gave his endorsement to Blake Masters, which for once doesn't seem to be a case of Trump's advisors just selling his endorsement to the highest bidder. But everybody in the race is still trying to pose as Trump's champion. So the other day, Trump's Save America PAC sent a cease and desist nuclear bomb to Arizona's Rhino AG, Mark Brnovich, for his dishonest fundraising letters. Brnovich was sending letters claiming to be on Trump's team and that people could endorse Trump by voting for him in 2024 and by donating to his campaign. What a scam and a fraud Mark Brnovich is. Trying to scam the money from honest people with dishonest means. Wendy Rogers is an Arizona state senator. She is an America First champion. Period. She has my personal and this platform's full endorsement, and she joins us now to discuss all of these stories. Thank you so much for being here, Senator Rogers. We appreciate you coming.
Great to be with you, Stu, and thank you for endorsing me as your America First champion here in Arizona. As you know, I'm running for re-election to the Arizona Senate, so hats off to all that you do and the support you're giving us America First candidates, Stu.
We put our support behind real, thoroughbred, authentic USDA choice American patriots, and you're one of them. A lot going on in Arizona. So we have heard through our other sources that the Biden DOJ is actually looking to jail to indict and charge people who were a part of getting the Arizona elections right. Have you heard anything about this?
I had not, but I will tell you that people are very, very angry here at the idea of the federal government intervening in a bill that we passed as a legislature that our governor even signed. And it's because the federal government has had so much overreach and so little to defend us at the border and in our election integrity efforts that we as a state legislature have had to try anyway to do as much as we can on our own.
And we tried to show a lot of people the way that you have been attacked for standing on an island seemingly amongst a sea of rhinos while your own Senate colleagues were moving to censor you and to silence you and even talked about expelling you from the state house. We pushed a lot of this stuff out. There was a live video of that hearing. Explain to our viewers how you've been attacked and why.
Well, thanks for doing that. Yeah, I've been under a constant siege, sort of afraid to go to work on a Monday morning, if you will, because two different times on a Monday, I went to work without any kind of warning. The TV cameras were there waiting to sabotage me, interviewing my colleagues as to what a terrible person I was. I've survived and surmounted those challenges. And now I'm sort of unfettered and free to campaign since we closed the session on the 24th of June. And it feels good to just be able to campaign and get my word out.
So insurrectionist terrorists actually broke into the state's Capitol building for you moving to protect unborn babies from abortion. Obviously, you are 100% pro-life. You don't believe in abortions. It is murder. It is killing preborn babies. You know that it's a demonic and satanic ritual. Actually, it's like a sacrament. It might as well be in this country right now. So these people broke in. Police have arrested nobody, despite having to use tear gas. So they were there with the assailants, with the suspects. No arrests. Why?
There's a slightly different explanation. They actually did not break into the Senate building, and it's because law enforcement was so excellent and so resolute, and they did make arrests outside, as I understand it. So the way it went down was the last night of our session, we had had three successive late night sessions to get the budget passed, which, of course, I voted against with two other good, solid conservative Republican colleagues. But it passed anyway. It was a Democrat budget full of pork, and that's another episode we can talk about. But there were three successive nights. The last night, which was a Friday night, June 24th. And what happened was, as we went into the evening, we noticed that there were crowds of protesters outside. They say there were maybe 7,000 of them. And we saw them, I could see them through the window, sort of marching down the boulevard, as it were. But then as darkness fell, we were in the chamber voting, and we voted on the ESA bill, which is Empowerment Savings Accounts, aka school vouchers. And that was a watershed achievement where we got that across with the one vote majority of Republican senators that we have, 16 to 14. And so that was a great thing. But then these Roe versus Wade anti-life rioters began to coalesce first at the state house, which is across the courtyard from the state Senate. The old Capitol building is not used other than for a museum and offices. So we have a Senate and a house and a courtyard in between. And so they were gathering near the house. And then when they, figured out that we were still in session through the evening at the Senate, they started coming over to the Senate. And if you go to wendyrogers.org, there's a compilation of several small videos that show what happened. There's one video in particular where they're trying to get into our lobby area of the state Senate. Now, what happened, we were inside where there are no windows, and we were told, hey, everybody, there are rioters outside. Get in here. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get together. We're going to go down to the basement. We're going to take the tunnel over to the house where it is safer. And so the sergeant at arms and the security people and the staff were telling us this. The reaction was very calm, very professional. None of us had any problem with it. We basically said, tell us what to do. Let's go. And so we did. We all started going downstairs to the tunnel. Now, at the same time, many of us were saying, who's armed? Because we carry in the state Senate and we carry in the state House. And that has been a historical precedent at the Arizona Capitol for decades. So a lot of us carry. Now, we went down to the tunnel and everybody kind of checked for each other's presence and safety. And then we were told, let's go back up. The rioters have been quelled. Now, while we were coming back up, this is what's was happening in the front of the building where the windows and the doors were. Our sergeant at arms is an outstanding individual. He's been in the job for 27 years, and he has a lot of preventive measures in place. And so what, and you'll see him twice in these videos with his walkie-talkie brick coordinating events. At the very beginning, it was just he and two other Senate security personnel, three men, and these would-be intruders were trying to breach the doors. So his two security people very calmly bent down and put pins underneath the door, which we normally do at the end of the night when we close the building. And that prevented them from getting through. And at the same time, the state police, Department of Public Safety, DPS, was called in. There's another video you'll see of them then coming into the lobby area, girding stalwartly to protect us and prevent them from coming in. Masks and weaponry ready, poised and ready. So my bottom line to telling you all this is that Arizona is not going to put up with it. We guard our capital. We're not letting them in. They're going to receive holy heck if they try to get in. And the law enforcement was absolutely on top of it, coordinating well. And you'll see another video where tear gas is physically shot. A projectile of it is shot from the old Capitol building, which faces the courtyard with the two chambers on either side. And this helped disperse the crowd. The long and the short of it is the media hardly covered this nationally. I was giving minute by minute updates. We were putting that out on my social media, and we had had local media covering this, but nationally, no. Why?
I know
why. It doesn't fit the narrative.
Right. Was there any property destroyed? Did these people get charged with an insurrection? Did they get charged with sedition? Did they get charged with impeding the government in any way, shape, or form? Are they being held for scheduled for a show trial in a year and a half without any charges being filed? Are they being subjected to rape and abuse and torture at the hands of what appears to be imported people from, you know, all kinds of different terrorist groups and sent there to be quote unquote prison guards? Are these people facing the same type of conditions that people were there to celebrate the president of the United States as per his request and object to a stolen election on January 6th? Are they facing the same type of situation here?
Of course not, because Arizona, we are Western in our mindset, independent, hardscrabble, and we're not putting up with it. We didn't allow it. The only damage was to the pins in the door. And then, of course, they defaced our monuments, and we cleaned those up the next day. But we are on top of this, and we're just not taking it. And this is where the federal government knows that we have this mindset. And so that's why they try to come in and dictate to us. And Brnovich has said, with regard to this trying to overturn the legislation we passed on voter ID, he's going to fight this tooth and nail. Good for him. He needs to do his job. He's not done his job for the most part, in our opinion, in terms of following up on the Arizona audit.
I don't believe a damn thing that Brnovich says. Nothing. We judge people by their actions on this program, not by what they say, because words have no value when they come from the mouths of rhino liars, which he has proven himself to be. This is also why Trump's Save America PAC sent a cease and desist letter over to him, calling himself Trump's champion. He's done nothing. And these are dishonest fundraising letters, just like his dishonest record of trying to actually resolve what happened in the 2020 election in Arizona and doing nothing to prosecute anybody as a result of the theft of the election in Arizona. Do you agree?
Well, and I agree. And also the voters know him for who he is. I don't believe he's viable. I haven't seen polling data today, but from what I see Masters is absolutely leading the pack. And, you know, that's been a contentious race, just like our governor's race is. Carrie Lake is still leading, but they are doing everything they can. All of you need to really pay attention to this governor's race, because it is a real barometer of the swamp being so scared of an America First gubernatorial candidate winning and taking back this state. Now, this morning, you had the current governor, Ducey, endorsing Carrie Lake's opponent. You have now former Governor Jan Brewer endorsing Carrie Lake's opponent. Carrie Lake's opponent is the ultimate swamp creature who married into the money, who's spending $1 million a week, $1 million a week to try to take out Carrie Lake. I talk to Carrie frequently. She is who we need. There are so few fighters who put up with the kind of resistance that I have put up with, that she has put up with. Threats on our lives, all these kinds of things. And they do all of this to try to silence us, because they know the tidal wave is coming. And when I talk to voters, they are on fire to take our country back, especially military veterans with, she was telling me the other night, tears in their eyes, who grab her forearm and say, if you don't win, we're going to lose it all.
Well, I just got to say, I'm running out of
time. We've already lost these states around us. Arizona's the last chance.
Yeah, I know. And I've got to say, I'm running out of time here. But if you look around, I mean, we've seen a Marxist coup took place. We see the ushering in of full communism. We see people are overtaking our government, overtaking our country. They're trying to do that. And a lot of these people belong to this uniparty, which I don't think is hyperbolic to say. Because these rhinos in the establishment, these fossils in this criminal enterprise that we call a government, are equally, if not more, responsible for ushering in all of the policies that overwhelmingly Americans object to. Military interventions, CRT, the indoctrination of transgenderism and mutilating children and making them infertile, this abortion thing, all of the stuff that we vehemently oppose as Christians, and then the attack on Christianity itself. You can tell who the real ones are by who is attacked the hardest. And just like this program, you are attacked with unrelenting bad press from, the propaganda machine. The mockingbird never went away. The media is completely corrupt. They're totally complicit. They're forcing these shots on people. They're lying to people about the events of Ukraine, what led up to the war in Ukraine. They're lying about $40 billion when it's approaching like $100 billion. We're going to have Afghanistan-type money into this calamity in Ukraine to protect a crap hole country halfway around the world that matters not to national security here, doesn't put America first, meanwhile ignoring the borders right here that largely impacts your state, which you have stood up for as well. And that's why you're under attack, because you are a real one. I got to go. Wendy Rogers, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless America.
Yes, God bless America. And God bless Gold Co. for helping Americans save everything that they've worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Government theft. If you have an IRA, 401k, or savings account, it's at imminent risk right now. Protect everything that you've worked hard for with gold and silver from Gold Co. Call my good friends at Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co. has already helped thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings with gold and silver. Tax hikes, hyperinflation, government theft, $40 billion or $100 or $200 billion to Ukraine to protect the globalist cabal hiding their pedophilia and bioweapons labs. All right? They're going to steal your money. They're already doing it. They've already bankrupted Social Security. And the last time we saw inflation like this, gold skyrocketed. Get back on the trend. Everything is cyclical. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
In this country, we've been given narratives for a long time, and it's time for truth. And the victims need to be able to speak out and be heard and believed. And these issues are mostly dealing with children. This is SRA.
I'm a satanic ritual abuse survivor. The Christian church says all the time that they fight an enemy, but I don't think they're aware of how organized and strategic the enemy that they're fighting is. That there is a intentional plan to break their children. An entire war for their offspring.
This is a spiritual war for our children. They are taking, abducting our children, selling our children, murdering and sacrificing our children.
Through the centuries, we know child sacrifice persisted for long periods of time in different cultures. So why are we naive enough to think that it's not persisting and continuing today?
They're sacrificing children at Planned Parenthood, right? And then they're taking the body parts out and reselling them.
Planned Parenthood is accused of some disturbing crimes today.
That's going on overtly now. But back in the day, they were literally passing through the hands of Moloch.
This is a spiritual battle. This is not new. What is child trafficking? Child trafficking is when you kidnap a child for profit.
Recommendations on my list: abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money.
I will step out.
Get out of the car!
We have had several clients come that were trafficked and transported through child protective services and foster care systems.
The people that speak out like I do.
These people are pedophiles and involved in elite pedophile networks, some of which I've gotten very close to.
Are all facing retaliation.
I don't think that Isaac walked up on that bridge and jumped.
Isaac Caffey out of New Mexico.
This will likely be my last broadcast.
Two days from today will mark the one-year anniversary of musician Jeff Diamond getting the COVID bioweapon clot shot. And sadly for Jeff, that year has been a year of nightmares, all thanks to that shot, as we've been talking about on this program for quite some time. Well, 2 weeks after getting the shot, Jeff started to notice extreme blood clotting in his hands, feet, and legs, which is a problem for a musician. Soon things got so bad that Jeff had to be put into a medically induced coma and needed a tube just to breathe or eat for several weeks. Well, during this period, things got even worse because Jeff experienced medical malpractice on top of everything else he was already dealing with. For a while, hospital staff were actually using the wrong-sized feeding tube, causing it to rupture and inflict internal bleeding. Meanwhile, as the rest of his health was falling apart, hospital staff were trying to get Jeff onto antipsychotic medications that he did not want and did not need. Oh, the shot didn't cause this. You're crazy. Here's some antipsychotic medications. Well, the out-of-control clotting that Jeff suffered is the same symptom suffered by Nurse Jumai Natchi here in Minnesota last year. Those clots eventually cost Jumai her hands and legs. So by comparison, I guess we could say Jeff was fortunate. While he was unconscious, to control the shot-induced clotting inside of his body, doctors amputated all of his fingers. Also very bad for a musician. Before this COVID clot shot bioweapon jab, Jeff was a talented guitarist. But now the medical industrial complex and this criminal and corrupt media and every feckless and weak, neutered, silent, complicit politician has taken away his ability to play. Well, incompetent hospital staff have harmed his voice as well. Jeff Diamond is with us now. Jeff, thank you so much for making the time to be here. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
So
nice to be with you.
I got to ask straight away, why did you get this shot?
Well, the reason I got the shot is because I was taking care of my mom. I was her caregiver. And the only reason I got the shot, because I kept putting it off and putting it off, is because I was taking care of her. And I didn't want to come back and give her COVID, God forbid. And that's the reason I got the shot.
So you know now that the shot actually doesn't protect people from COVID. As a matter of fact, it makes them more likely to get sick.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm.
This has what they call negative efficacy. So that means that it's been proven that people's immune systems are damaged, making it more likely for them to catch this bioweapon, man-made, chimerically engineered Wuhan, China virus after they get the injection than if they don't get it at all.
Correct. Yes.
So who propagandized you into believing that this would be helpful for you and your mother?
I don't know. That's a good question. The just by talking with people, and again, I kept putting it off because I didn't believe in it in the first place. And I just, again, did not want to get this shot. And I got back from Georgia, Atlanta, on a gig. And when I got back, like I said, I just decided to get it to play safe. Why I did it was the worst mistake that I had ever made in my life, obviously. So it's just what it turned out. Lost my my fingers, and again, just a very bad decision on my part. Very bad.
It's difficult to be a musician without fingers.
I guess so, yeah.
Johnson right. & Johnson doesn't care. The Biden regime doesn't care. The media that's out here pushing this shot on everybody, which has brainwashed people into believing that this is actually a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. Did you know that this shot in just 11 months has killed more people than every previous vaccine combined in our history? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
That's
no,
because the media is not telling you that. And that's disgraceful.
Correct.
And it's a tragedy and a travesty. And it's a shame, and they should be prosecuted for what they're doing to people. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's a question of being a Democrat, a Republican, an independent. It has nothing to do with that at all, or whatever your beliefs are as far as that goes. It's just a crime against humanity. Again, what these drug companies have done, and especially, again, you know, what happened to me. And I'm not trying to make this all about me. It's just, you can see what happened. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely, it's been a nightmare for me. And, you know, trying to get my fingers or the use of them, which you'll maybe get into later. I've been working with some doctors in a place down in Rochester, Minnesota, to have some artificial fingers done. And the fingers are done, but we're working on as far as the efficiency of them. And I've tried to play guitar, you know, with the fingers that they've made, but it's just, it can't be done.
Jeff, let me ask you something. Have the doctors been open and honest about the fact that this shot is what caused all of this to happen?
There's, I've asked the question to these doctors, and they're just not committing one way or the other. I did have one doctor in Rochester tell me that, and I asked him, he says the probability of it, he said possibly this COVID shot could have caused, you know, the problems that I've been experiencing, where most of the doctors, though, say no. And while you brought this up, I'm going to tell you, when I was in this hospital back in Minnesota, and, you know, I can name it if you want.
But sure,
I'm
telling
you, what it was, North Memorial, and absolutely the worst hospital. And again, I had no say in the matter. When I was found unconscious in my apartment, they did a wellness check, and they rushed me off. And again, I was in a coma. I had no idea where they were going to take me. 3.5 weeks later, I woke up, and then there were 7 people in the room, and I kind of looked down at my fingers, and I said, what happened here? Then they started to explain to me, if I hadn't had this done, that I would have lost my life, because they were they were turning black and green, and that they were going to fall off by themselves. And I was told that I would die, you know, unless I had this done. And then, but when I left about 6 or 6.5 weeks later from this hospital, one of the doctors in there had the nerve, you know, to say, well, now maybe you can do some good out of this, and you can go on Facebook or Twitter, one of your accounts, and get your fellow musicians or fellow people, followers, you know, to say to get this shot. And I said, I was ready to throw him out, you know, of my hospital room. You know, I just told him, you know, how could he even say something like that in the first place? So obviously, you know, again, it's just... it's just a nightmare. It was terrible, you know, what took place here.
North Memorial Hospital, by the way, is in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. So since this has occurred, you know that this was the shot. Are you going to then use your social... I mean, you're here, you're on the Stu Peters Show, you're broadcasting nationally, and we want you to tell your story, not because it is all about you, but because your story is repeated millions upon millions of times, and the media will not acknowledge this. 100%. And you're right about Republican versus Democrat. It doesn't matter, because they're all equally liars and satanically, demonically possessed, evil, wicked people that won't acknowledge that this shot is doing these things. You didn't know it. And you're a representation of hundreds of millions of other people that don't know it, not to their own demise or their own fault, but to their own demise, actually, but no fault of their own, because they trust and listen to the medical establishment, the medical industrial complex that is now designed to kill people for a profit, and the media, which is participating in this plot to kill people for a profit. Did you know, Jeff, and this might piss you off a little bit, did you know that the Fox News Channel and CNN and MSNBC get roughly 70% of their budget from Pfizer?
I have no idea. First time I've heard of it.
Why would they say anything truthful about the shot if they're being paid that kind of money? Would you be able to go without 70% of your income? Well, now you're forced to go without 100% of your income because you can't do your career anymore. You can't do your job as a musician because you don't have fingers because of the very people that get all that money, billions of dollars every year annually to all of these major news networks and, you know, cable news outlets and even alternative media outlets that take big pharma money.
I'm trying to, you know, bounce back a little bit here. As far as my voice is coming back a little bit, then I'm going to have to switch to piano, even using, you know, the fingers that I have here as far as trying to play the piano. But as far as the guitar is concerned, I break down and start crying, you know, as far as, you know, listening. And, you know, I know a lot of people in the business. I've been around a long time and I've met a lot of people and have worked with a couple big name oldies groups and have done my thing halfway around the world, working on cruise ships and doing other gigs. And it just hurts me that obviously, but I'm not, it gets me down to a point, but I've got to bounce back and say, listen, I just, if I didn't have this mindset, you know, saying that at least, you know, I can go out and do, it won't be the way it was before.
Yeah.
But
well, I appreciate your positive attitude. Yeah. I mean, honestly, you're a fighter and you can tell here, rather than curling up in a ball in the fetal position on the floor and giving up and waving the white flag, you're saying, look, I'm going to learn how to play the piano. I'm going to switch to that. I'm going to sing. My voice is coming back. All of these other things. I think that's fantastic and wonderful. But at the same time, these people need to be held accountable. You're only forced to do the piano and switch that. You should never be in this position at all. And it's because of the weak and feckless and cowardly, neutered and castrated sellout politicians that are supposed to be representatives of you that are allowing this to go on. And it's because of all of this big time money from Big Pharma being funneled into the corrupt and criminal media and their dishonest fake news that you are in the position that you're in now. And how many other millions of people? And now they've approved this shot that you got that has been known to cause major blood clots. As we talked about, Jumai Nachi here in Minnesota lost her legs and her hands as a result of this shot. They have approved this shot for babies as young as 6 months old. The shot that has been coined, it's been called the clot shot. It's a death serum that's leaving a wake of tragedy and horrific life-altering injuries behind in its path. And it's destroying everything that it touches. And so I just want to say, you know, I applaud you for having the courage and the bravery and the tenacity and the stick-to-itiveness to go ahead and do what you're doing and to come on this show and tell your story, because without people like you coming out here to tell the story, nobody's ever going to hear it, because you're just going to be suppressed and called crazy and put on antipsychotic medications.
Well, once I found that out and I said, what the hell am I doing taking this for? What do I need this? And I said, get this out of here because I'm not taking it. Obviously, I never took it before, so why should I be taking it now?
Well, because they think you're crazy for realizing what actually happened to you. That's why. And in fact, these people, everybody that we have been known to trust, the media for good information, politicians to be representatives of the people, zombies in white lab coats that we call doctors, who are all in it for a profit. Life doesn't come first. Jeff Diamond and your career doesn't come first, and the millions of others just like you. It's a complete calamity in this country that's happening right now. I got to go. I'm out of time. Jeff Diamond, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
People around this country are losing their fingers and their hands and their legs and their lives as a result of these bioweapon, dangerous and deadly injections, and nobody in our government is willing to take real action. Don't tell me about Rand Paul going after Fauci and then putting his big donate here button below his viral social media videos. Don't tell me about anybody doing any show trial BS. Who's taking real action to stop this? Use your appointed authority given to you by we the people to stop this now. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. My God.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian owned, kingdom operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, a new Freedom of Information Act request has come out of Canada. The newly released emails show that the top health official of British Columbia knew about the harms caused by the COVID shots in advance, but shoved them onto the public anyways. As a matter of fact, mandated them, coerced people into taking this bioweapon death shot. In other news from the once free nation of Canada, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police recently confirmed that they used spyware to hack into people's phones and then spy on them without their knowledge. The RCMP claimed that they reserved this power only for the most serious cases, but nobody's fooled. If you give a national police force power that broad, it will be abused constantly. Why wouldn't they? The only thing stopping them is their own restraint, and just look around this country. What have we seen over the past 2 years during COVID? None of these people have any restraint at all. They think that they're gods, and that they deserve to be gods, with total control over your life. But they're not gods. And the only way to keep these people in check is with laws, and by enforcing those laws so that officials who abuse their power go to prison. Or better yet, get the death penalty. Odessa Orlowitz is a reporter with Liberty Talk. She's also the executive producer of the upcoming release, Uninformed Consent, and she joins us now from Canada. Odessa, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. So in British Columbia, the health head there knew these shots will maim, incapacitate, handicap, injure, and kill, but we're going to force them on everybody anyways. Is this person going to jail or being charged with crimes against humanity?
Well, there's lawyers trying to go after her. There's five different cases, not necessarily calling her, you know, a genocidist, because lawyers know they can't. But, you know, how they're trying to get out of it, the mainstream news knows that this FOI is everywhere. Everyone's talking about it up here. And how the mainstream news dealt with it is they said, yes, Bonnie knew there was a few very rare cases, and they listed off the three that are the most sort of infamous right now going on, but they left out an entire section of Bonnie going back and forth with other people in the health industry, where they're saying, if I got a clot in my lung, this person part of the health industry, there must be others. And they basically said to her, we are not recording, we have no way of recording properly all the adverse events and serious ones. And this is well into the rollout of the vaccine. So basically they're saying there's not even a place that lists mRNA where doctors can go in. It's all the regular vaccines. So there's nowhere to tick off it's an mRNA vaccine causing this. It takes an hour to input the information. They made it almost impossible. So doctors just give up. And you know, there's people within the health community in those emails saying, why is there nowhere to report this? And we need to set something up. And Bonnie's kind of like, yeah, okay. She farms it off to other people and says, we're working on it. She didn't want it to be easy to report. And then when the doctors did try to report here in Canada, they started getting threatened by the college to lose their licenses. So the mainstream news says, yes, there was a few, and Bonnie did a great job of, you know, talking to people and dealing with it, but they left out the most important part.
Well, here in the United States, we have the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. In the military, we have the DMED database, and then there is the CMS database and about a half a dozen others that we don't have access to. It's being tracked. The government here in the United States absolutely knows what harms these mRNA bioweapon clot shot death serum injections are causing, but they're hiding it because they're all profiting. We know that. And you in Canada, we care about you tremendously, our neighbors to the north. And so obviously your government knows this as well. It's not like we don't share information back and forth. They know exactly what this is doing. It's decimating the population. It's causing infertility. It's causing men to be sterile. It's causing premature births, which are leading to, you know, unwanted miscarriages and abortions, which is baby murder. But we know that the elite and the ruling class oligarchs want exactly that, which is why, you know, Justin Trudeau stands alongside of abortionist satanic baby killers as well. So the RCMP was using spyware to illegally spy on people after hacking into their phones without their knowledge and then claim that they reserve this power. Tell us about this.
Yeah, they basically admitted that, yeah, we didn't have a warrant and that they were following especially ex-police officers or ex-RCMP, same thing, depending on where you work, to see the ones that were involved in showing up to the Freedom Convoy. They were taping all of them. If you are not all of them, but sort of ones that are more well known, I think it was around 10 of them, I believe. But we know some of these police officers, and they're sharing it on Twitter. They're sharing it in Telegram groups. Oh, I just got the letter. They've been listening to my phone. No one has gone and done anything violent at any of these things. They're just organizing for people to come and legally protest in Ottawa, but they're making them out to be criminals. There's no reason that they should have been listening to any of these people.
Do you see the correlation here? Do you see how similar this is to the rally at the Capitol here in the United States on January 6th that's being called an insurrection, where people that protested a stolen and fraudulent election and the certification of the fraudulent state's electors have been targeted and labeled terrorists? And they've been rounded up by using their phones and their geo-tracking location to go and find grandmas who took selfies at the Capitol building. 2 days ago, we spoke to Victoria White. She did not go into the Capitol building under her own horsepower. She was dragged into that building by cops, by DC police, and by federal agents, and then beaten, relentlessly and savagely beaten within inches of her life so that she could not leave the Capitol building under her own horsepower. And she was charged with going in there and then charged with not leaving. 30 years in prison she faces. Any cops in this country who have stood up against this kind of tyrannical overreach have been fired and been purged from their jobs. And what we have left in Canada, just like what we have left here, is a police force that is willing to be yes men to the regime that wants to go out and enforce, do you have coffee in your coffee cup? Is that the reason why you're not wearing your mask? Have you had your injection? Are you socially distancing? Do you have your business shut down or only open between this hour and that hour when the very dangerous world-ending plague, COVID, the fake pandemic, starts spreading because it only spreads during certain hours, we know. And when you go into your restaurant, by the way, it's okay to stand going in and then have your mask on. But once you sit down, you can take your mask off to eat. The whole thing is a complete farce. And everybody should realize it at this point. Why don't they?
Because they're watching mainstream news. I mean, us up here that are following you guys closely, we watched, I can't remember her name, but a hero woman went in front of some official people and she was testifying that, and we're all wondering this too, why is the main person that was part of your insurrection the ones telling everybody to go in? Go. Where is he? He's not in jail. And he was the one that was telling everybody, you should go in. You know what I'm talking about, right? The main guy.
That's because he is a federal agent.
Yes. It's so obvious. And why are they not answering that?
These people do think that they're gods and that they deserve to be gods, but they're not. And so we have to keep them in check. People who do this deserve to be tried for crimes against humanity. These are the people who are senselessly beating people within inches of their lives. And these are the people like this British Columbia premier health administrator, whoever she is. What did you say her name was?
Bonnie Henry.
Bonnie Henry has committed crimes against humanity. And I don't know why they can't call her a genocidal mass murderer, because that's exactly what she was. If you knew in advance that a shot was going to cause harm to somebody and you release it, what you have done is released a bioweapon onto unsuspecting and innocent people who deserve to be free in their country, because that's their inherent, inalienable, God-given right to be free and to have autonomy over their own body. So why isn't somebody just saying this is what she's guilty of and this is how she needs to be? She needs to be indicted and arrested and tried, and if found guilty, she needs to fry, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, our premier, he just stepped down. and he's part of that club. So we don't know what's going on with that. She is the only province now that is still requiring the health community, doctors, nurses, et cetera, to have to keep their shots up to date and have to be vaccinated or you're fired. There are other provinces for the most part in hospitals aren't doing that anymore and people are getting their jobs back. Why is she the only one hanging on to it? Well, she was part of the WHO. She worked for Bill Gates. She's part of the UN. Her whole military career was working for this boys' club of genociders. So she is hanging on. Her ego's huge and she literally has no feeling. All she does is lie. And in fact, now the mainstream news finally, 2 years too late, is turning on her. The CBC, which is our most cover-up communist national news, just allowed a doctor on to tell the truth and say there's no science behind what Trudeau's doing with still making us quarantine and do all these dumb things when we try to come back to Canada. The Vancouver Sun, which is a huge newspaper here, mainstream news, they just did a hit piece saying it's ridiculous that Bonnie's doing this. And they actually showed a huge case from a very reputable, huge law firm here, well-known. They're actually more of a liberal law firm, if you can believe it. I know some people there. They've taken on a case against Bonnie. A vascular surgeon is taking her to court along with a nurse and a psychiatrist. And Vancouver Sun just covered the lawyer's case, saying there is no science behind this. So mainstream news is now outing her. Do you know what her response was? I just found out the very latest. It's disinformation. It's misinformation. Really?
Yes, of
really?
Course.
Because yes. No, it's not.
Of course.
Sorry, it's
misinformation.
No, it's not anymore.
That's what they label it. That's disinformation, Russian disinformation, medical misinformation, dangerous misinformation. That's what they're going to use to try to shut down the internet altogether right before the bullets start flying and the blood starts spilling in the streets, because that's exactly what they want to do. They want to escalate this thing as an excuse to bring in the UN to this country and take away everybody's guns, going door to door, confiscating them. I wish them luck with that. I've got about 1 minute left here, but I'm excited to hear about this. July 23rd, you're the executive producer of Uninformed Consent. What can we expect to see?
Yep. Todd Harris is the filmmaker. Ted Koontz is the other executive producer. I will send you guys the trailer. It gave me chills when I saw the trailer. It's all about the lies, the cover-ups. They talk to people that have been in the pharma industry who are whistleblowing the fraud. They show people who've committed suicide. It's done so beautifully by Todd Harris. I'm so excited to be executive producer, and I will send you guys the trailer.
Can't wait to see it. Send it right over to me. You got my okay. Personal and private contact information, which you will never give out. Odessa Orlowitz, live from Canada. No. She's also the host of Liberty Talk Canada. Make sure that you check it out where you can find it. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Of course, anytime. And you heard Odessa alluding to the fact that people are having things held over their heads in order not to speak out. That reminds me of what should have been the most viral moment on this program of any segment that we have ever done. When Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology that's being used to deliver this death serum, these dangerous and deadly injections that are maiming our population, causing infertility and abortions, causing people to be sterile, causing these clots, causing people to lose their careers and lose their lives, said that he would love to be able to tell us the whole truth, but he can't because they will come after him and they will come after his license. We have a constitutional crisis in this country right now where entities are silencing doctors, silencing inventors and experts, microscopy experts and researchers, and people who are trying to save humanity, and they are holding this bribery and blackmail material and coercion over their heads to keep them silent. That is a constitutional crisis. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. So many Americans, 75% or more of Americans, are suffering with magnesium deficiency, which is a big deal. And if you're like me, you had no idea what a big deal magnesium was. I just learned a few weeks ago. Your body's functions, your overall health, sleepless nights, low moods, depression, stress, anxiety are all combated with your body's magnesium levels. 75% of Americans have no idea that they don't have enough magnesium or the right types of magnesium in their body. Magnesium Breakthrough is the answer. Get the right types and the right amounts to combat all of those things. Stress and anxiety, who doesn't have that? It causes sleepless nights. Sleepless nights can lead to early death. Don't die early. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And if you like discounts and if you like free shipping, use the promo code StuPeters10 at checkout when you go to MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Almost everybody on the face of the planet that's not living under a rock is familiar with the Vaccine Police founded by Christopher Key. Key started his quest to save humanity by fighting overreaching communist tyrannical mask mandates in schools, fighting for the kids. He then switched his focus to vaccines, hence the Vaccine Police, touring around the country, sleepless nights, thousands of miles almost every single day, making people aware of the deadly and dangerous effects of the bioweapon clot shots being pushed on all of humanity. Well, of course, one thing, although Key is all over the board at times, one thing that is consistent is his fight for children. And so, of course, naturally, fighting the murder of preborn babies is in his focus. Yesterday, he was at an abortion clinic in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where he was assaulted badly. Christopher Key joined me for about 40 minutes earlier today. Here's part of what he said.
Good afternoon, brother. I'm so happy to be here. What happened? I was assaulted. I was assaulted right there in front of everybody from God to country, right there by the police. We showed them everything that happened. And Sue, I got to say a thank you to your listeners. Because of your listeners, brother, because they made phone calls, because they freaking made emails, CBS did that local story. They did the local story showing what happened. And what happened this morning at 12:30? That woman, Stu, was arrested at the clinic because of the Stu Peters audience, because they went public with this and they forced the narrative. We forced them to talk about this woman taking a billy club and a metal rod and swinging at me, hit me in the head, hit me in the shoulder and whatnot. And again, the only reason I'm out here walking around now for my concussion is because of my pain chips, brother. What they did, let me tell you about abortions, Stu. I didn't know anything about abortions, but my mom and dad, they taught me right, and they said abortions were wrong. And I believed it, Stu. But then I spent hours and hours with this wonderful woman named Jennifer. This woman, Jennifer, she had an abortion herself, Stu, and she was completely, totally changed her life. And she went to protest all these abortion clinics, and she was put in jail for 2 years by the Clintons. 2 years they put her in jail, Stu. And this woman was in prison. And while she was in prison, she saw the murder of James McDougal. In prison, she saw him be put together by the goon squad, be given the pills, and then he died. And then Susan McDougal, the wife of James McDougal, was in the cell with her, Stu. And she went on to tell me about abortions. I watched all these videos. And all your listeners, you need to watch the video we just posted that has Christ going along with abortions, because anybody out there that thinks it's my body, my choice, you need to watch this and understand how they take the baby's legs and they pull it apart, and they take the ear and they pull it apart, and they take the heart and they pull it apart. And then this woman, Teresa Carter, that assaulted me, she calls herself, Stu, the son of Satan. Her job, Stu, is to take the baby parts and put them back together and it'd be a puzzle. When President Trump, Stu, said drain the swamp, he was not talking about Washington, D.C. He was talking about Louisiana. It is satanic. It is Luciferian. And we, the people, you need to take action right now, because right now, tomorrow, they're going to pass it to make these abortions back again legal in Baton Rouge and around Louisiana. And you people, we're going to give you the numbers to call the governor, lieutenant governor, anybody that's doing ill will to God's people and God's children. We got to take action now, brother, because they're coming for all our children. And this is the way to take care of the vaccines, because the governor, Dumbbell Edwards, he's trying to vaccinate all of God's children, and now he's trying to murder them. You know, they come out of the womb, and as long as their head is still in the vagina, they can snap the back of the neck, Stu. It's crazy.
Okay, but you reported that you had spoken with the AG, and that the AG, you got about 30 seconds to talk about this, had launched a murder investigation for the five babies that were killed just there yesterday.
Again, the AG's office told us that the homicide was being committed, and that the police needed to call homicide, and they needed to get down there. They did not do this. So I spent 8 hours at the police station, and they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't take the report or anything. So yes, five babies. One lady heard the baby scream and then go silent.
A screaming baby. Absolutely horrific. And what you're doing is heroic. Now, everybody has heard about the Georgia Guidestones. We don't know what happened there. God's will was done. The Georgia Guidestones have been destroyed. They are no longer. As of July 6, 2022, they are gone. But who was there just 2 days before that destruction? Was it you? We'll get this picture. We're showing the picture right now. That seems to be the Vaccine Police car in front of the Georgia Guidestones. What were you doing there exactly 2 days before the mysterious explosion in Georgia? Well, that energy-filled discussion only got more intense as it continued for about 30 minutes. The rest of it can be seen this weekend for premium users at StuPeters.com. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them. Individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up, and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil, and I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.